Thursday, the 9th of June 2016. And hello and welcome. And thank you for listening to this. I share my mini podcasts on Audio Boo and through Audio Boo or Boom. I share them out via Twitter and Facebook. And I also sometimes, very occasionally, embed them in my blog. So my audios reach people who don't have an Audio Boo account at all, sometimes. And yesterday, I got a very interesting response to a recent audio I've made. And this is from a woman in the United States. So here we go. This is what she had to say. You know your Audio Boom speaks about authenticity and transparency in social media. That's a hot topic. How much do people personally share? There's several questions coming now. How much do people personally share? Why? And with whom? How and when does one decide to filter, in inverted comma, posts, shares, scopes, that's periscopes, live streaming, etc.? So there, that's a series of questions which I think is relevant to anybody who's sharing stuff on the internet. So what are my thoughts about it? Well, you gather yours, if you like. I've two main thoughts about it in general. One is that how much do people personally share is relevant not just to social media, but to face-to-face interactions. So normal social life, some people share more than others, and some people share different amounts at different times and with different people. So that big question, and why do people share and with whom do they share, is not just relevant to social media but to all social life. And also the question, well, that covers the question, or at least that brings it all under a much bigger question, if you like. The other thought I have is that the question reminded me of Joe Harry. That's Joe and Harry, who invented a very interesting and helpful 2x2 during the 1960s. And in a nutshell, my crude translation of Joe Harry is that there are two things you can do when you're in a nightclub and you fancy somebody and you go towards them. One is you can ask them questions about themselves, like, do you come here often? Or, you know, how are you feeling tonight? Or else you can reveal to them something about yourself, like, I'm really attracted by you, or I'm really fed up here, I feel like taking you somewhere else. So these are the two things you can do, and just about any response you make, in terms of language at least, fall into one of those two categories. So how much do you share personally? Why do you do? Certainly, as a big question, falls into one of those categories. So I think that, how much do I share? Well, first of all, I don't share
a whole lot of things. And people who share everything would be regarded as crazy, treated as crazy, and would be very difficult to have any kind of relationship with. So there are a whole lot of things about myself that I have never shared in social media and that I have never shared in, you know, private one-to-ones in any way. So no matter how intimate I've been with people in my life, I have never shared everything of what I'm like, what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, and what I've done. I've never shared all of that. So how much I, there's a good little bit that I don't share. Why do I share stuff on social media? I think the reason is that I want to build rapport. And if you're going to build rapport with other people, you need to open up. You won't build much rapport by keeping very tight and letting no information out on social media. So rapport. Now, rapport creates the possibility of deeper and deeper relationship and perhaps even doing something together or being helped by the other person, or but generally creates the possibility of other things happening, which I desire. So yeah, so that's probably the biggest reason that I share stuff on social media. There are all sorts of minor reasons, like that social media provides a very good opportunity to test out certain types of sharings and see what kind of reaction you get from people. And you can use that to inform how you get on other parts of your life. Why do more or why do various amounts with different people? I think it's all about the stage of the relationship. On social media, you do some stuff publicly and you can do some stuff privately, and there are boundaries between the two. And I guess that public stuff goes to private stuff, and as the relationship becomes more meaningful, more valuable, more important, more stuff is taken, you know, into the back channels, if you like.